Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Visions of the Past on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. I am your host, William Brigley. Come on in, pull up a chair, and sit down as I discuss the world of archaeology, anthropology, and other such fields, and how it relates to modern paganism. Hope you enjoy the show. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Visions of the Past. I am your host, William Brigley. As usual, my intent on the show is to encourage people to conduct self-research from reliable sources, and most of all, become aware of the true stories of our ancestors. This is my driving force behind Visions of the Past. In each episode, I will be exploring archaeology, anthropology, and other such fields, and how it relates to paganism. Following each episode, I post the links to the sources to where I obtained my information from on my Facebook page. This gives you the opportunity to view the information and take a more in-depth look at any topic I discuss here on the show. As for tonight's topic, we are going to visit the ancient city of Babylonia and explore some of their beliefs, practices, and one of the most significant discoveries in the region, that is their astronomical diaries. For those not familiar with the region, Babylonia was the ancient cultural region which covered southeastern Mesopotamia between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. Today, this area includes southern Iraq from around Baghdad to the Persian Gulf. Because the city of Babylon was the capital of this region for so many centuries, the term Babylonia has come to refer to the entire culture that developed in the area from the time it was first settled about 4000 BCE. Before Babylon's rise to political prominence in 1850 BCE, however, the area was divided into two countries, Sumer in the southeast and Akkad in the southwest. The people of this region were called the Sumerians. They were credited for developing the first system of writing called cuneiform, the earliest known codes of law, the development of the city-state, the invention of the potter's wheel, the sailboat, and the seed plow, and the creation of literacy, musical, and architectural forms that influence all of Western civilization. As far as religion goes, their beliefs were polytheistic in nature. This means they believed in a whole pantheon of beings. This included beings human in form, but superhuman in power and immortal, each of whom, although invisible to the human eye, ruled a particular component of the cosmos, however small, and controlled it in accordance with well laid out plans and duly prescribed laws. Each of these was in charge of one of the great realms of heaven, earth, sea, and air, or one of the major astral bodies, the sun, moon, and planets, or in the realm of the earth, of such natural entities as river, mountain, and plain, and of such social entities as city and state. Even tools and implements such as the pickaxe, brick mold, and plow were under the charge of specially appointed deities. Finally, each Babylonian had a personal god, a kind of good angel to whom prayers were addressed and through whom salvation could be found. This may sound all too familiar to those of us who follow a variety of earth-based beliefs today. Babylonian documents also indicate that the ethical and moral beliefs of the people stressed goodness and truth, law and order, justice and freedom, wisdom and learning, and courage and loyalty. Mercy and compassion were espoused, and special protection was accorded widows, orphans, refugees, not much different than today. It is about time for us to take a short break, but when we return, we are going to continue the discussion on their religion, then later talk about their astronomical records. Please stay tuned.
Listening to Visions of the Past with William Brigley on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for listening. And now, back to William.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Jenna Green and her song, Beltane. You are listening to Visions of the Past. Tonight's topic is the Astronomical Diaries of Ancient Babylonia. As I mentioned earlier before the break, the beliefs of the ancient Babylonians were polytheistic in nature. At the head of this pantheon was Marduk. As the chief god of the city of Babylon, and the national god of Babylonia, he was eventually called simply Baal, or Lord. Originally, he seems to have been a god of thunderstorms. A poem known as Enuma Elish, and dating from the reign of Nebuchadnezzar I, between 1124 to 1103 BCE, relates Marduk's rise to such prominence that he was the god of 50 names, each one that of a deity or a divine attribute. After conquering the monster of primeval chaos, Tiamat, he became lord of the gods of heaven and earth. All nature, including man, owed its existence to him. The destiny of kingdoms and subjects was in his hands. Marduk's chief temples at Babylon were the Asagila and the Atemenaki, a ziggurat with a shrine of Marduk. In the Asaglia, the poem Enuma Elish was recited every year at the New Year festival. The goddess, named most often as the consort of Marduk, was Zarpanitu. Marduk's star was Jupiter, and his sacred animals were horses, dogs, and especially the so-called dragon with a forked tongue, representations of which adorned his city walls. On the oldest monuments, Marduk is represented holding a triangular spade or hoe, interpreted as an emblem of fertility and vegetation. He is also pictured walking or in his war chariot. Typically, his tunic is adorned with stars. In his hand is a scepter, and he carries a bow, spear, net, or even a thunderbolt. Kings of Assyria and Persia also honored Marduk and Zarpanitu in inscriptions and rebuilt many of their temples. Some other deities included Ea, the god of wisdom, spells, and incantations, Sin, the moon god, Samish, the sun god and the god of justice, Ishtar, vicious, dynamic, and cruel goddess of love and war, Adad, the god of wind, storm, and flood, and Marduk's son, Nabu, the scribe and herald of the gods. In addition to their worship of goddesses and gods, the ancient Babylonians also looked to and studied the heavens and applied this knowledge to their ritual and practices. Though the Greeks and Romans referenced their work, no source could truly captivate the detail more until the discovery of what's called the Astronomical Diaries. Now housed in the British Museum, the Astronomical Diaries are a set of astronomical cuneiform tablets from Babylonia that were translated in the late 19th century. Upon their translation, it quickly led to the realization that during the so-called Late Babylonian period, 750 BCE to 100 CE, the people of ancient Mesopotamia had developed a complex and multifaceted astronomy that encompassed the precise observation of astronomical phenomena and their regular recording, the use of cool methods for predicting future astronomical events, and the development of mathematical theories of the motion of the sun, moon, and five planets. Though many major advances in the understanding of Babylonian astronomy were made throughout the 20th century by scholars and are well understood, at least on a technical level, much work remains to be done on other aspects of Babylonian astronomy. As it still stands, many of the astronomical cuneiform tablets remain unstudied in museum collections. So what do we know so far? Before we get into that detail, let me first introduce you to a Babylonian astronomer by the name of Kidinnu. It is believed that he may have been responsible for a Babylonian theory that described the speed of the moon's motion around the zodiac as increasing gradually and then decreasing gradually in the course of a month, following a regular sawtooth pattern. In this very successful theory, the sun also varied in its speed in a sawtooth pattern. The Babylonian lunar theory included a scheme for the motion of the sun, since the sun figures in the prediction of lunar phenomena such as phases and eclipses. For the behavior of the moon, the sun was assumed to move at two separate constant speeds in two different parts of the zodiac. Kidinnu was also attributed by later authors with discoveries about the motion of Mercury and the relation between two different lunar patterns. Little is known of Kidinnu's life. In Babylonia, Astronomy was the occupation of the temple priests, so that was most likely his occupation. Prior to the decipherment of the Babylonian astronomical texts in the early 20th century, knowledge of him was limited to mentions by several Greek and Roman writers. The Greek geographer Strabo, 64 BCE to 23 CE, in discussing the astronomers and astrologers of Babylonia, mentioned Kidinnu. The Greek astrologer Vettius Valens, 2nd century CE, said that in computing when eclipses would occur, he used Kidinnu along with other authorities for the moon. The Roman encyclopedist Pliny the Elder, 23 to 79 CE, wrote that, according to Kidinnu, the planet Mercury is never seen more than 22 degrees away from the sun. An anonymous 3rd century commentary on Ptolemy attributed Kidinnu the discovery that 251 synodic months equals 269 anomalistic months. The synodic month, about 29.531 days, is the average time for one full moon to the next full moon. The anomalistic month, about 27.555 days, is the average time from the moment of the moon's quickest motion through the stars to the next moment of quickest motion. The moon moves most quickly when it's at its perigee, that is, when it passes closest to the Earth. In about the beginning of the 20th century, the name Kidinnu was in fact deciphered on some of the Babylonian cuneiform clay tablets carrying computations of lunar phenomena. One such tablet bears the inscription Tersitu of Kidinnu. Tersitu can mean apparatus or preparation, or perhaps in this case simply computed table. These rules were applied to the variations in the speed of the sun and the moon around the zodiac that allowed Babylonian scribes to work out predictions of lunar phenomena, including dates of new and full moons, as well as those of eclipses. The theory was reasonably accurate and was far better than anything the Greek astronomers were capable of before Hipparchus' lunar theory in 130 BCE. So what else can we find on these tablets? Well, we will be exploring this as soon as we return. For now, let's hear a bit of Jenna Green and her song, Lady Moon. Please stay tuned.
Shouts behind me as I feel the shackles break. My destiny is now mine to make. Still fighting battles in my head of a past that's so long gone. Through pain and perseverance, my freedom has been won. What enchantment now pulls me here into this haunting place? With ancient stones I stand face to face. Lady Moon, soul of silver light, the magic flows and walks me through the night. Summoning me, setting me free, rekindling distant memories. Falls over me, surrounded and completed by a starry autumn breeze. I hear the ancients welcome, friends and guides all, then silence as they wait for my call. I brought a chant from an old book that the gates would open to me. But as I walk along this night, my own song I now weave. The gates already open to let me walk between. The magic is with me if I just believe.
Listening to Visions of the Past with William Brigley on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for listening. And now, back to William.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Jenna Green with her song, Lady Moon. For a lineup of the shows airing on the network and to learn more about our hosts, visit www.spiritualunityradionetwork.org. We also have Reverend Terry's website located at revterrypowerhp.com. There you can check out his photos, read his tales, and adventures. So come by and check it out. It's pretty interesting. And then, for our listeners out there, our shows airing on the network each week, we have on Tuesday night, Reverend Terry's Power Hours. On Thursday, we have Under a Shady Tree. On Friday, we have Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health. On Sunday, you can look forward to Sacred Divergence Radio. And on Monday, You're back with me again for another episode of Visions of the Past. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to tonight's episode and to those who listen to the archive. We are discussing the Astronomical Diaries of Ancient Babylonia. So what other information is found on the ancient cuneiform tablets? Of the many tablets found, there are two that stand out. These are referenced to as the calendar text tablets. Each of these cover a single month. One of them concerns month 4 and another month 8. It's believed that they must have been part of a 12-tablet series, for which the remaining tablets of which have been lost. Alongside the numerical data, both tablets list animal parts, blood, fat, hair, etc., that are to be made into a mixture that can be used in anointing an individual. A roughly contemporary astrological text from Babylon explains that the calendar texts are to be used to produce medical remedies. The animals listed in the remedies are in fact the signs of the zodiac. The format of the text is straightforward. In the first 4 columns is found the name of the month, the day of the month, and a position in the zodiac given by sign and degrees. To the right of this data is a list of generally 3 parts of an animal that are to be used in anointing the patient. The combining of the zodiac signs with what medical ingredients to use in the treatment of patients is referred to as astral medicine. It is also surmised that the ancient Babylonian priests used the diaries to create horoscopes. Now, this isn't the horoscopes that you see in today's newspaper or tabloid, mind you. Although the idea behind the gods using the planets to show us the future is kind of wrong, the Mesopotamian astronomers used a purely scientific method. Even today, the astronomers of Assyria and Babylonia are seen as the fathers of science, or at least the scientific method and the disciplines of astronomy. Their astronomical observations are arranged day by day. Because of these texts, we learn about the positions of the moon, eclipses, solstices, equinoxes, and the positions of the planets. The rising and setting of Sirius are also noted. Sometimes the individual who wrote the text also included such remarks as, "Clouds were in the sky," or "I did not watch." This goes to show just how much detail these people put into their writings. This is not the only information they left behind. The astronomical diaries also contained information about meteors, comets, the weather, prices of commodities, river level, and other historical events. To give you an idea about the amount of detail contained within these topics, when they wrote about meteors, they didn't only describe the brightness, but also the noise connected with it is noted too. Usually the direction in which the meteor crossed the sky is given, either in terms of the wind directions or with the references to constellations. It's even been discovered that they had tracked Halley's Comet on one of its passings. Anyone ever questions the intelligence of our ancient ancestors, just refer them to the astronomical diaries and other cuneiform tablets that were left behind by the ancient Babylonians, and tell them, these people, these ancient people, lived in one of the world's oldest known civilizations. What I included in tonight's show is just the tip of the iceberg. That is everything I have for tonight's show, folks. And like usual, whether during the show or in the archive, I'd love to see your comments on this topic and others I've discussed. I will be including the links to the sites that I obtain my information from, so if you're interested, you'll be able to view the research also. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight and decide to tune in for next week's episode. Again, if you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, please feel free to post them on my Visions of the Past Facebook page. We're going to wrap things up tonight with a little Tuatha De Áa, their song Irish Hand Fasting, along with Darn the Bard. Until next time, folks, may you blessed be.
for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.